Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
603-283-6160. That's the phone number here in the studio if you would like to join us. We are here 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So some radio stations will play us when we're not live, right? They'll do, or some won't even play the full 3 hours. A couple of them, they'll play like 2 hours or 1 hour when they, you know, need some filler or whatever. So you might be hearing this, and it might not be live. But if you want to call and get on the air, call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern. Most of you are hearing us live, so you don't have to worry about that. But if you're not, or maybe you're listening to our podcast, which you can find over at freetalklive.com or your favorite podcatcher, and that kind of a thing. Maybe you're watching us on Odyssey over at video.freetalklive.com. So, in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
What were we talking about?
Psychedelic soaps.
Man. And so, was I partially correct that, like, you know, they come in tie-dyed colors and Grateful Dead stamps? I don't know.
It doesn't even sound like there's psychedelics in there. Yeah. Just fancy words on the bottle of normal soap.
Nope.
Are you going to start like a multi-level marketing, like, you know, a psychedelic Amway man?
You'd have to start.
I mean,
it
that's
in, like,
a great
Oregon.
Idea. Maybe not multi-level marketing, but
why not? You'd be at like the top of the pyramid at this point,
right? Yeah, I know.
This, I'm the CEO. This is the best time.
I am the CEO.
Everyone is my downline.
Yes, that's the best. The best time to get into the multi-level marketing world is when you create it yourself.
The whole world is my downline. So. Go ahead.
So, Dr. Bronner's soap, it has a role in one of the country's biggest financial supporters of the efforts to win mainstream acceptance of psychedelics and to loosen government restrictions on all illegal drugs. Since 2015, Mr. Bronner's Magic Soap, yes, that is the official name of the company, has donated more than $23 million to drug advocacy and research organizations.
Wait, it was called Magic Soap before the psychedelics?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, we really don't know when the psychedelics came into play. The original founders, this is just discussing his grandsons that now run the company, but one would assume that he was probably taking some
from
sort
human
of...
Wait a minute. So, I have a theory, and my imagination's pretty good here. I think I know how this was invented. Somebody had a sheet of acid, or a partial sheet, a small sliver, right, and they left it on top of the soap when they were in the shower. And you know how the shower gets kind of steamy and hot or whatever, and like the paper melted to the soap. And then the next day, the guy went to take a shower, and he grabs the bar of soap, and he rubs the acid all over himself.
Who leaves their acid on a bar of soap in the shower?
Hey, you do a lot of things.
No judgment.
Have you never done anything weird when you were high?
No. Never been high.
I think you're a liar.
I mean, unless you'd count like the nitrous in the dentist chair.
I do count that.
Okay.
You've been high.
It's pretty fun.
Okay.
Have you never had an adrenaline rush?
Oh, I mean, okay.
Have you ever eaten sugar?
Okay.
Yeah.
If that's what we're going with,
you
sure.
Drink coffee?
Like one cup a week.
You ever like? You ever drink enough to like get the jitters?
Not enough to get the jitters.
Okay. That's, I mean, compared to like being high on real drugs, though, that's pretty
real
like,
drug.
You know, that's yeah. Pretty you guys are, you low guys, level.
All right.
You guys are pushing the definition of high, trying to get me to
Richie
eat
Rich
something.
Is a goody good. Richie Rich is a goody good.
Whatever.
Did you ever do caffeine, man?
Have you ever had sugar?
Well, I always
did you
like...
ever breathe too deeply and hyperventilate, man?
You ever stand up too quickly, man? Really get a rush.
I always like to point out that like sugar and caffeine are technically like really, really addicted drugs.
Yeah. Especially because if you mix them, I don't use
nice
sugar in
coffee,
my coffee
like
now,
a really
but like,
sweet coffee.
Yeah.
But the thing that the government likes to use on why drugs are bad is because they're addictive and they make, you know, bad things happen and whatever. But compared to like LSD and mushrooms and pot, sugar and caffeine is way worse, not only on, like, addictiveness levels, but also just the negative effects that it has health-wise on people.
It's probably the lack of negative externalities, right? Like, no one gets on a sugar rush and forgets where they are.
Yeah, or, like, people, you're not going to, like, rob somebody's house for but you're not going to do that for, like, LSD or mushrooms or weed.
Understood.
Maybe, like, heroin or meth, but
I have sat in the circle and not participated while friends did, like, salvia, because for a while that was...
Oh, salvia is, like, different story.
Well, but it was legal in a lot of places for a long time.
But then, like, just because it's legal doesn't mean it's not going to make you go tweaky bananas.
Right. So I watched them go, like, tweaky bananas for, like, all of 3 minutes.
And it's scary.
Yeah, salvia doesn't last very long. I've done it.
Understood.
It's not a good 3 minutes.
You don't get that effect by taking too many spoonfuls of sugar. In fact, it helps the medicine go down.
So says the song. Nobody's wrote a song that I'm aware of about salvia. Now, salvia, you have to pay attention to if you're out there doing drugs, people.
Here's a pro tip.
And I'm not a drug advice expert, nor do I play one on the radio. But with salvia, you have to watch the X Factor, and by the X Factor, salvia is rated by how many times potency it is.
Oh, not the, like, talent show?
Right.
Yes. X Factor's great on salvia.
3.5 stars. No, that's Star Search. Sorry, Ed McMahon. Anyway, that's why Ed McMahon left. Yeah, that's right. Worked on that for years, only to premiere it here on Free Talk Live.
I feel honored.
You should. Yeah. What is it, March 6, 2022?
On the Sunday show, no less.
I'm going to write that down. I'm writing this date down.
Anyway.
Celebrated every March 6th.
1X salvia, pretty mild, pretty fun. 10X salvia,
woo!
Not mild at all, not very fun.
Wee-oo.
So I've been told... I'm holding up air quotes for those of you who aren't watching us over at video.freetalklive.com.
This is not medical advice on Free Talk Live.
And salvia still is legal in a bunch of places. Okay. There's a couple of places that it's, you know, they're like, no. But it's a part of the sage family, so it's naturally occurring. It's a plant that grows in the same way marijuana.
I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. I'm just saying you don't get that effect from 17 cups of coffee.
You do if you drop some acid in it.
Okay. Same one that you left on your soap. Just leaving acid tabs all over the place.
I mean,
I just put one here.
Some people are wealthy in different ways, man.
Okay.
So, have we talked about the soap at all?
Well, it's not really about the soap, it's more about the company.
Okay.
So, when it comes to corporate philanthropy, you'll be hard pressed to find another company with the courage to publicly back an end to the war on drugs, said Rick Doblin, who runs the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, a research and advocacy group. It has been received nearly $6 million from Dr. Bronner's, with an additional $1 million pledged for each of the next 5 years.
Okay.
So that's pretty significant. No other soap companies are doing this, so...
Do they end the last sentence with comma, man?
No, but they should have.
I mean, I would have put that in the title myself, the headline. I've been like, you know, blah, 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 Dr. Bonner's soap company dips into the psychedelics.
Man.
For social advocacy from a corporation, like, support it, right? They're looking to get restrictions removed so that people can take medicine.
I think that's awesome.
I wonder, too, if, like, topicals, I know there's been a whole bunch of recent movements on things like microdosing different psychedelic drugs to aid with, like, PTSD and trauma and that kind of stuff. I wonder if topicals like this, you know, aren't going to see sort of a boom in that respect.
It could be. I took, what's the THC or whatever? Is that the one? Okay. I had
I don't know. The one what?
Weed?
Yeah, well, there's THC and there's
CBD.
Yeah, one of the,
the oil or something.
I did CBD oil for pain relief after my accident several years ago, and then I also got some, like, topical THC cream.
Yeah,
also for pain relief, and it was magical at first, but it didn't last very long.
You have been high.
But I haven't been high. Like, the pain in my knee went away, and that was it. Yeah, magic.
Your knee got high.
Sure. But I wasn't high. I wasn't in an altered state of mind or consciousness. And then after, you know, 2 weeks, it was done. It didn't work anymore.
For no reason at all, They Might Be Giants song, The Statue Got Me High, just popped into my head. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Pepper is an independent bottler company owned by neither Coke nor Pepsi.
Okay. They're usually with the fountain machines.
According to the magic rectangle in front of me. This is Free Talk Live, in case the listeners are wondering what they're listening to, why we're talking about Dr. Pepper. We were trying to settle a thing. I agree with you. I used to think they were Coke products as well. I prefer my soft drinks highly carbonated, and generally that means Coke products over Pepsi products.
I'm a Pepsi guy.
Really? So you like less carbonation?
I like Pepsi.
Right. Oh, well, Pepsi and all Pepsi products have less carbonation. Okay. That's what makes them sort of does their trademark. I don't want to call it flavor. Carbonation isn't a flavor, but you know, they have that
burn.
That going for. I like to belch a lot, and in fact, growing up, you know, me and my siblings, my cousins, or whatever, whenever we'd get a soft drink, we would chug them and then see who could have the longest and loudest belch. From chugging these soft drinks. And so the higher carbonation, of course, gave you better belch. And that's how I developed my affinity for the higher carbonated products. I also prefer higher carbonated beer than lower carbonated beer when I drink beer. Because it gives better belch. And I love belching. It's just good. It just feels good.
Carbonation almost killed me the other day, or so I thought. Literally felt like I was having a heart attack. Obviously, I don't know what that feels like. But I think I got really bad heartburn for the first time because I drank it too quick and it... I don't know, something happened, but I was like, Matt thought I was dying. I was like on the floor being super dramatic, like, ah! And he was like, should I call 911? So.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very dramatic.
But you're okay?
It was just gas.
Yeah, it was okay. Like, yeah. You're not 2 seconds later, I was like, oh, I'm fine. What was that?
You don't have one of those in front of you right now, do you? You didn't bring it in the studio, hopefully?
No.
Okay.
But if I start screaming for realsies... That might be why.
I don't need nobody dying. I don't need anybody dying.
I know.
Are you giving us consent to resuscitate?
Sure, if you guys know how to.
I'm definitely CPR certified, so there.
Yeah, you're certifiable.
Seriously, CPR certified.
What were we talking about? Who cares? Let's go to the phones. We've got Raul calling from Maine. Raul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, have you guys heard about the One America Life Insurance Company that they're saying that there's a 40% increase in the death rate in 18 to 64 years old in the United States, and it's just an astronomical figure. They said that if it was 10%, it would be like a 1 in 200-year event and a 40% increase out of nowhere. And it's not from COVID either.
We just had a pandemic, so...
Is it... possible that it's related to baby boomers dying because they're the largest population age group, happens to be in that same age group?
No, well, it's probably more, well, I've seen this Jay Wilderness on, he does a YouTube compilations of sports figures that are dying on the field all over like Europe and Africa. Have you seen any of those?
I haven't seen those myself, but I've heard the stories of it, and I'm just looking at
the conspiracy theories, it's tied into the vaccine.
Right. I'm just looking at an article here from the Desert Review, just the first result that popped up. Life insurance deaths are up 40%. According to Dr. Robert Malone's chilling analysis, so it's Dr. Robert Malone, who is known amongst libertarian circles.
He says that because it comes from One America Life Insurance Company. The CEO addressed the life insurance industry, and he says it's industry-wide. It isn't Dr. Malone. It's the life insurance companies are saying this.
Sure. It says, according to the CEO of One America, a national life insurance corporation headquartered in Indiana, deaths are up 40% in the third quarter of 2021. These deaths are primarily non-COVID deaths among workers aged 18 to 64.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
Now, not surprised?
I kind of said this was going to happen.
Okay, I'm curious, both of you. Raul, why do you think that you know there has been this increase if this report is true?
I think it might have something to do with what's in the vaccines that aren't vaccines. How about graphene hydroxide? Now, I don't know if you've ever, they're like graphene nano razor blades. that are being injected into us, and it's cutting up our veins and our hearts. And, you know, there was something a little while ago about people, like, see, everybody can give a shot now. I couldn't believe it. It's not just doctors. And if you get that in your vein, it's circulating through your system. And if that's really what's in there, it's just cutting you up and, you know, you die.
Nikki was over here nodding in approval to your, you know, ingredients. But go ahead, Nikki.
As far as it's an intramuscular injection, so you're going to probably inject it into, like, your upper arm deltoid muscle, which would be pretty hard to hit a vein. So I don't necessarily think that that's the thing. Either way, it's an IM injection, and it's going to get sucked into your cardiovascular system. So I think either way, no matter where you're injecting this thing, it's going to get into circulation. And,
yeah, but it's
and
like
I,
a time bomb.
Yeah,
so
and I do agree
if you
with
get
what
it
you're
in
saying.
A vein, you're gonna die instantly. And most of the deaths, the 26,000 or whatever it is that are reported to the CDC through the VARS, they're like almost instantly after they get a shot, they're dying. That the largest amount of people are dying right away. And I know in Maine, you're not considered fully vaxxed until 2 weeks after your second shot. So if you die before that, they're saying you're unvaccinated and you're dying.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like it's a way that they kind of hide the numbers and, you know, move the numbers around. But there's a doctor in Austria, Dr. Nowak. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. N-O-A-C-K.
Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm.
I watched him get busted by the cops on a live video that he was doing, and a couple of days later, he's dead. And he's like one of the foremost experts in this nano graphene technology. And he's the one that blew the whistle on this. And there's other people around the world that are finding stuff in the vaccines. And keep in mind, they don't have to put it in all of them. They, you know, that'd be kind of stupid because then everybody would die so quick. You know, they could put, like, you know, saline in some of them and this other stuff in other ones. But, like, you know, it's just this Jay Wilderness. He's on his fourth compilation of these athletes. These are our healthiest people that are just dying right on the field because they're pumping their blood really fast, and boom, there we go. I mean, that explains a lot. And now they even want pharmacists to be able to give the shots. I mean, this is, like, crazy. And when you realize who all is tied in, it's like this cult that is controlling all this, that they don't mind killing people.
Well, I'll give you this. They certainly have increased the number and type of people that can, you know, give you an injection. And thank you for the call, by the way. I was freaked out when I first heard when they were rolling out these, as the caller said, non-vaccines, when they were having military personnel inject you. And I'm talking about, like, National Guard types. I'm not talking about medical types.
I want to hear a little bit more about what Nikki has to say. She was also shaking her head quite a bit.
603-283-6160. We can talk more about that here on Free Talk Live. Coming up.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pleading with Western nations to close the skies over his country. He also asked for help directly to members of Congress, asking for military planes and other support. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin on that call, the Democrat telling NBC's Meet the Press it was surreal.
To have a person there on the front lines, taking mortars every day and basically seeing his people being slaughtered and willing to withstand all of this and fight back, and all he asked for was basically just help me, I'll fight my own fight, just give me the tools to do it.
Meanwhile, a second attempt to evacuate civilians from a city in southern Ukraine fell apart due to Russian attacks. Russian and Ukrainian forces had agreed to an 11-hour ceasefire, but Ukrainian officials say Russians had closed the corridor. Former Vice President Mike Pence, during a speech in New Orleans, says there's no room for Putin apologists in the Republican Party. This is USA Radio News. A star basketball player faces years in a Russian prison. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Russian authorities have arrested star WNBA player Brittany Griner after finding cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport. Texas Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee criticizes Russia for the move.
Anyone that is killing and attacking and destroying Ukraine, their neighboring country that does not bother them, has no right to hold Ms. Griner.
If Russian officials rule Griner guilty of transporting drugs, she could face up to 10 years in a Russian prison.
American gas prices have surged to its highest level in more than a decade. AAA says the national average for a gallon of petrol is $4.01. Some parts of the country are paying more, however. California's gas price average is now more than $5 a gallon. Actor Mitchell Ryan died Friday. He was 88. Ryan was the villain in the first Lethal Weapon movie. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Is the number here at Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you can bring up any topic. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual Forkfest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Forkfest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which did sell out for the first time in 2021. Forkfest takes place the week after Porkfest, but Forkfest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and there's no one in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving folks gathering in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the Forkfest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the Forkfest Forum. Links to those can be found at forkfest.party. Again, we hope to see you there, forkfest.party. Did you have any more to add about...
I do have one last thing about the psychedelic soaps. Our grandpa was all about shifting consciousness and opening hearts and minds, David said, pausing for cosmic effect and flashing a mischievous grin. He probably would have put LSD in his soaps. So, coming full circle to the... to the LSD and the soaps.
All right. I do want to mention just a couple of other things here rather quickly.
Speed round.
Some stuff that Richie Rich brought in from the Daily Caller. I assume you've read these.
Skimmed them.
Okay. All right. Cursory
read them to see if they're going to be worth, like,
all right,
flushing out.
Judge sentences 70-year-old woman dubbed the serial stowaway after years of sneaking past airport security.
Legend.
Right? That's what I was thinking.
Definitely.
And how bad is airport security when a little old lady has been doing it for so long?
I know.
Just boarding planes.
I get, like, harassed every time I go to Logan, so I don't know where she's flying.
She was sentenced to 3 years in prison.
Oh, that's
with
not
cool. With a smile on her face. Look at the mugshot.
Yeah, she's pretty happy about it. She does look pretty happy.
You finally caught me.
Marilyn Hartman, you are a legend. Also, what's this from Fox 5 New York? New Yorkers complaining about loud sex noises?
You lock people in their apartment, they're going to find something to do.
Right.
Walls in New York are thin.
That's true. Are they sure it wasn't just the cockroaches?
Oh, man.
I mean, they're asexual, though, so maybe not.
Uh-oh.
Was that true?
I don't know much about cockroach.
I've never seen cockroach porn, so I couldn't tell you. I don't know what they're made of.
Well, that can be arranged after the show.
I can rely on you for so many things, Nikki. What would we do without you? I have to mention, from Reuters, more than 4,300 people have been detained at anti-war protests in Russia. Police detained more than 4,300 people on Sunday at Russia-wide protests against Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine, according to an independent protest monitoring group. Thousands of protesters chanted, "No to war and shame on you," according to videos posted on social media.
Look at that. Citizens on the ground disagreeing with their government.
That's right. So I mention this because we talked a little bit on previous programs about how your television wants you to sort of Russia bad. And, like, you shouldn't do that because it's wrong to, I mean, you're basically being prejudiced at that point.
And it's feeding into the war. You know, it's feeding into this, like, fear-mongering propaganda. And, like you said, it's kind of being racist, which is all these people claim they're so against.
Well, the Europeans were also mean to American tourists when Bush was in office, so.
I mean, it goes both ways. But then you got to look at stuff like Freedom Toast. And freedom fries, right? This was, France, bad!
Yep.
Right? You know, so the same thing's happening now. Recognize
still got
a pattern.
Of mustard in my fridge.
Nice. Recognize the pattern, recognize when you're wrong, and don't repeat the behavior. It's not that hard, people. Figure it out. I also want to talk just a brief second about this People's Convoy that's supposedly near D.C. From Zero Hedge, Capitol Beltway hit with delays as People's Convoy truck protest rolls in. At first, I was glad. I'm like, finally, they've rolled in. What's going to happen next? And then I read on, and what I read was really, really disheartening.
Mm.
Well, okay, what did you expect that Freedom Convoy to do in advance?
I don't know, but I at least hoped it would be
like
as captivating, if you will, as the Canadian one.
But Canada had like a nationwide mandate, right, that needed to be repealed. The United States did not.
The United States has plenty of stuff that needs to be repealed, including the organization of government itself.
Understood, but that's not the symbolism of the trucker convoy.
I didn't really have an expectation because,
okay,
first and foremost,
roll in and demand that Biden repeal the national mandate for vaccines that didn't exist?
I feel like protests, political protests, generally result in not much, if anything at all.
Getting beaten up by the police?
Yeah, but, you know, and like, you know, you can network a little bit with other people that maybe are like, we got to stop this crap from going on, you know, that kind of a thing.
Easier to play spot the Fed there.
But here's the disheartening part. Quote, "We want to show the American people how large we are," Braze said. This guy named Braze was the...
Said the three truckers that showed up.
Yeah. "And we want to show our congressional leaders that we're serious. And we are here to negotiate."
Oh, God.
We are here to talk. We are law-abiding. We are peaceful. We don't, I like the peaceful part. We don't want to shut anything down, and we're not coming downtown.
So then what's the point?
All that and your job's about to be replaced by automated trucks.
So you drove across the country from... Most of these people seem to have come from California, right? That's where it like originated or whatever. Drove all the way across the country to do what exactly?
Concede.
To be the compliant and docile convoy.
That could have happened over the phone.
They put up Zoom now.
But, yeah.
COVID brought us Zoom.
They must have. Nobody told them.
They put the convoy. Apparently, all they're doing is driving around what's known as the Beltway, which is just the freeway surrounding Greater D.C.
Enjoy this minor inconvenience for liberty!
Is there even enough for a minor inconvenience, or is this traffic as usual?
I mean, it's just being in D.C. is a major inconvenience.
Just
so
D.C.'s
like,
existence is a major inconvenience.
So they don't really have to do much, I suppose. Yeah,
that's true. That is true. So, yeah, docile and compliant. And then Richie Rich... Russian cats slapped with sanctions?
Yeah.
I thought that was funny and also brought to light the ludicrousness of the sanctions that are being placed on Russia.
Felines owned by Russians have been banned from international competitions as punishment for Moscow's attack on the Ukraine.
Do people not realize that... Russian citizens are not their government. Like, why are we punishing the people of Russia when they did nothing wrong? How does that make these people, you know, how does that make everybody out there that wants to boycott everything from Russia better than Putin?
It's not even a doping scandal like you would expect around the Olympics time.
Right. The problem is, for those of you listening in listener land, the problem is that most folks equate geopolitics to sports. Right? They treat...
Our team.
Us team versus their team. We're playing in some sort of world competition, and we have to have the best team. We're the best team. We have our colors, and we're the best team. And so if you're on this team, and you're in their colors, then you're bad, because we're better than you for reasons.
If you don't like the red, white, and blue, it's the Russian flag.
Right, yeah. Or Puerto Rico. Right. What is it? Captain America is really Captain Puerto Rico, because he's only got the one star? Right?
Yeah.
603-283-6160, your calls and more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
The final segment of tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. And you know, that word, tis, I don't think it gets used enough.
It doesn't. Only like Christmas time.
It's right? True. I think tis time for us to use tis more often.
It's because you got to start it with the apostrophe, and who wants to start with an apostrophe?
Yeah, how do you capitalize that if you start like a paragraph or a sentence with tis?
I mean,
how does tis the season start?
It's
with an apostrophe capital T.
Apostrophe capital T? Really? Yeah. I thought punctuation could not start a sentence.
Well, then you can't use the word tis.
Well, you have to be able to.
No, because...
I mean, the English language is finicky anyway, so... Okay. You know,
you can
there,
do whatever
there,
you
there.
Want.
There, there, and there. There, there.
Just
there.
A happy little apostrophe at the beginning of the
happy
thing.
Little apostrophe.
Fine.
Happy little apostrophe.
Enjoy it.
Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico calling. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. Thanks. Thanks for the comedy value of you guys. It's really been fun listening to your show. And, you know, the...
Well, thanks for your communist values as well. We appreciate that.
Yeah, it makes the show very interesting. Well, you know, there is three postal men. You know, those postal trucks who got robbed at gunpoint here, like, three times in 1 month.
Okay,
like,
now,
wait,
was the guy doing the robbing a former postal worker? Did he go postal on the post office?
Well, you know what? We don't know who. They have not even, I have heard nothing about it. They haven't caught these guys.
It's so the
they,
UPS
have
crew.
They haven't even
Standard
caught
warfare.
Them at all. So, you know... I mean, I'm just saying they have pictures of them, but it's pathetic how New Mexico is. I mean, do they do this over there?
I don't know. Did FedEx, like, I thought the post office was like FedEx's turf. I don't understand. Somebody's trying to muscle in on their action?
Amazon.
I don't know. Amazon.
These are just a regular post office. So they want to rob them. I think it's drug addicts that want to rob the packages.
Tax return checks at this point.
Oh,
well, this was middle of February. I think it was the credit card that went out or something. But the laws here in New Mexico are just stupid. I mean, because the the
laws everywhere are stupid, Sarah. So
unless they're codified by natural discoveries of ordinary people, we've covered this.
So I mean, I'm venting, you know, to let people know. You know, I want the postal office to get cameras on their cars.
That's not going to happen. The truck's like 40 years old.
You know, do something and have carry weapons or something. I mean,
I think that's a great idea.
The turkey population will never survive this.
Have you tried writing a letter to the post office?
Well, they have that in San Antonio.
P.O. Box.
They
yes.
have that's their headquarters. I've called them for, you know, rummaging through my mailbox. I mean, they've stolen my mails and opened up
my
box.
Wait, is that a euphemism? They've been rummaging through your mailbox?
Well, I thought I left the thing open, but it's a very minor
crime
here in New Mexico. Yeah, so the person, I've talked to people in the San Antonio, that's where they handle it. And then one of the voice prompts is, okay, press number 3 if you're a postal carrier that got robbed.
Press 3?
Really?
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. I wish I could have voiced that for them.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, how often does it happen? They have a button that you press, and if you're a consumer,
buy for turkey.
Yeah, so then they got these, but it's not considered anything like really important, and you know that's why I'm bringing
it's
up
junk
that.
Mail anyway.
Well, it is, but you know it's they steal your identity, mail, they man. Steal your checks, so. So I'm just bringing it up that we got to help me out with toughening the rules in New Mexico. The laws are so lax.
We're trying to lighten up the rules all
Thanks for the call, Sarah. We appreciate it. If you're a postal worker that is disgruntled and armed, press 4.
Help will be with you shortly.
To sign for somebody else's package, press 5. That's all I got.
Okay.
That's all I got. I used to do phone voicing, so you may have heard my voice before, those of you listening. I've done thousands of voicings for many, many different phone systems for many different businesses in the past, and I'm sure I will do more in the future.
I just scream representative until I get a human. Representative!
Sometimes they hang up. I've done that before, and they just hung up on me. And I was like, "Well, that's mean, robot."
I got drunk, and I was calling. I was waiting on hold for some call center, and I was in what I call the phone hell. Right, I was getting looped around back to a menu, and like what I wanted wasn't an option. And
yeah,
and I said, "Speak to an Asian." And my buddy was in the room, and he goes, "Did you say speak to an Asian?" And I was like, "I don't know, you know." And whatever I said didn't work. They're like, "I'm sorry, can you repeat that?" I'm like, "Speak to an Asian." They're like, "Please stand by while we transfer you to an agent."
Nice.
And I was like, "Well, I guess it worked."
I'm sorry,
dude.
We only have Indian people available.
And we were we were like, "Yeah, it worked, man." We were all celebratory about it. So yeah, apparently that works.
Getting a human on the phone is like one of the greatest joys.
Yeah,
it's tough nowadays.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I prefer the least amount of human contact possible with these call centers and
really?
These. Yeah,
I love talking to people on the phone.
No, I
don't. The robot's never going to solve your problem.
No, they're not.
They can't understand what I'm trying to say at all.
But I would rather have it all in writing than have it all in a conversation so that when they don't do what it is they said they were going to do, I could go back and say, "Look, here, it's in writing, right?" So I will open
a
ticket. I will, I will spend the time to get it in writing.
Weeks of back and forth emails.
It happens, man. But I get to do it on my terms. I can respond to their email on my time.
Okay.
Right? When I'm ready to respond, I don't have to blah, 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 and you get into these. And most of the time, they don't even understand your situation when they tell you that they understand.
Yeah.
They're just coached to say that I know I've coached these people in how to do this. One of the jobs that I had.
Repeat it back to me so I know you got it.
One of the jobs that I had was literally to put together processes for a we'll call it a customer service slash tech support call center, incubate all the processes and procedures, and then farm it out to an outsourcer. So that was the entire job. So I went into the job knowing that I would lose the job at the end of the job. If I did a good job and I did my job right, I would work myself out of a job.
Too bad it wasn't a government job, and then you can just ask for more funds when you failed at it the first time.
Yeah, well, and then I'm just coming up with more excuses on why we failed to do the thing that we wanted to do.
Oh, we just need more money.
Well, if we only had more money, and, you know, we should keep the program around a lot longer. Let's just make it permanent.
Why don't we make another program?
You know, we need a program within the program. Well, that's what we need. We need a meta program.
And a committee.
A committee about the program.
Within the program.
Yes. Oh, my God. I could go on. So we don't have very much time.
Like another 3 minutes or so.
Any final thoughts, you guys? None? Come on.
I'm just happy the turkeys are out of the road.
For now. I am a big fan of Dr. Demento. For those of you who may have grown up with Dr. Demento and listened to his radio show, the radio show has been off the air as far as broadcast radio for some time, but he still does a show. You can find him over at drdemento.com. This is an unpaid mention. I just happen to have grown up with Dr. Demento myself. That's how I discovered Weird Al. That's how I got into doing parody music, which you can find over at lordkickass.com. If you haven't visited there already. And he is still doing a show, but you have to pay for it, and it's online only.
Okay.
But it's still there. He still does the Funny Five, the Top Five. He'll still do subjects. He's, you know, there's some social media groups about him that Dr. Demento himself actually reads and will sometimes occasionally respond to people. So he is active on social media.
If you need filler, what's the chat room have to say?
Not much.
Oh, lame.
I've been kind of.
I thought that was like the go-to.
Yeah.
Have your chats read on air.
Somebody says Convoy is a scam. Russia Standard is the best vodka. I never really heard of insects being sexual. Media is complicit regardless. Yeah, I wonder how much stuff the U.S. is covering up by focusing on all this Ukraine stuff.
Yeah. A lot, probably. Actually, you know what I think they're covering up is Pfizer just released, or something got leaked, all of the side effects.
Oh, yeah. Big, long list.
It's like giant. Oh, how convenient. Now nobody's talking about COVID anymore. COVID has just disappeared. Yes, how convenient.
And a bunch of what they sent out was like placebo for the experiment.
Huh. Hey, we're out of time. Thank you for listening and tuning in. If you missed any of our program, find it over at freetalklive.com.
It was just getting good.
Thanks. Peace.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
spend your life with extended.